It's over 8 pages. I picked the magazine up last week on my way back to Berlin, and basically it does sort of hit you in the stomach because you see these very familiar images for anybody who lives in Berlin, and then of the Holocaust Memorial, which is a massive site in the centre of Berlin, a commemoration to Europe's Jews who were murdered in the Holocaust, and also the Jewish Museum. They're both architecturally high points of in Berlin. And against the backdrop of these sites, we had models posing, leaning against the pillars, posing in some very striking clothes by Berlin designers. The title of the article was "A Quick Guide to the Chic Side of Berlin," and this is what has basically sparked the anger of quite a few people who wrote to EasyJet complaining about it.
What have they been saying?
Well, I mean, they just say that it's completely inappropriate what they've done, and wondering whether they've actually thought the thing through. I spoke to an artist from London who was flying from Venice to Gatwick at the beginning of November, and he said that he was just shocked. He picked it up and he said, as soon as I saw the images and recognised where they'd been shot, I just realised what a contradiction in terms it was, that these are places where you're supposed to feel the sense, meditate on the human life lost, and then suddenly you've got a fashion shoot there. He just said he felt it was completely inappropriate. Speaking to the publishing house, it's actually a publishing house that produces the magazine that EasyJet has contracted out to them. They said the fashion shoot was intended to promote local design talent, but also to raise awareness from an educational perspective. They said that it was of utmost importance that visitors went to Berlin to see the Jewish Museum and the Holocaust Memorial. Of course, some people might throw doubt on whether they've come up with that idea since the complaints have come in. And EasyJet, for its part, has said that they didn't actually see the magazine until it had been printed. Also raises certain questions.
Did they have permission to film there?
Well, they had permission, they say, to photograph outside the Jewish Museum, the Daniel Libeskind creation, but not at the Holocaust Memorial. That it's quite strict there where you can or what you can actually do. It's this huge field, for anybody who's been there will know, a huge field of something like 2,700 concrete pillars with an underground information centre and lots of security guards parading the site, trying to stop people from spraying graffiti on the pillars. An interesting aspect of the Holocaust Memorial is that when it opened in 2005, the architect, the New York architect Peter Eisenman, he said that people who came to the site should be allowed to use it like a sort of a park, to be able to picnic on the stones and use it as a kind of shortcut through the city, so that it became integrated very deliberately into the city's infrastructure. But the rules were tightened very, very soon after it was opened, and the security guards brought in, monitoring it round the clock.